The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
This disc is for cleaning the laser lens. After hearing this sound, please push the next button to go to the following track. Now your laser lens is clean. The following music is a test to ensure the lens is completely clean.
That's a band I like. A band Maria doesn't like so much, but anyway, it's all about me at the moment, so I thought I'd just sneak that one in. That is OD from Polyphia off New Levels. Come on, Matt, sort of that. It's New Levels, New Devils. It's one with a two-headed white tiger with bleeding eyes, angel wings and halos on the cover. Anyway, Polyphia played that because it was one of the many songs that featured on the soundtrack to my weekend. I was away last weekend in the Abel Tasman through till about Wednesday with a bunch of guys. We had some games of Cub. We partied. some of us a little too hard, and we listened to some great music, which was good. We all got to submit tracks to the playlist, and it's always one of those things where you hear all these songs, it's like, oh, who's this, and people telling you left, right and centre what all the songs are. Did I retain any of it? Little bits and pieces. Most of it, not so much. Anyway, this show is called 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. My name is Matt. I'm in the Nelson studio of Fresh, which is down at Founders Heritage Park. Maria is here too. Yeah, she's been busy being Maria, which means kind of social. But she's just, making her way into the studio now. I haven't turned your mic on yet because you're... I haven't assumed. There you are.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Maria.
Yeah, Maria chat a lot, apparently.
You chat a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, nice to see you.
Thanks, Matty.
Had a good day?
It's Friday. Do you know, this week has felt like a month. Honestly, it's been a very long week. Each day has felt like a week in itself. So I'm pleased that it's Friday.
I was off till yesterday, so it's been an insanely short week. But anyway, that is okay. Things are good. We're playing rock music, thanks to Beggs Music Works, and we're broadcasting on Radio Southland on a Saturday night and Free FM on a Monday night. So thank you for joining us. Especially if you're maybe in Golden Bay, Blenheim, Motueka, Nelson, Richmond, around the top of the South. Thanks. There's plenty of things you could be doing on a Friday evening at 5, and instead, you're listening to us.
And if you're streaming us, you could be anywhere. Thanks That's to the whānau in Invercargill, because I know that you're listening.
Hey, they can't help themselves. I'm going to play another great track from the playlist over the weekend. Why do I know this is a great track from the playlist? Because it's another one that I picked. It is Anthrax with their cover of, I think it's Joe Jackson. Got the time.
Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
My son, ask for thyself another kingdom, for that which I leave is too small for thee.
Thank you.
the great Iron Maiden from Somewhere in Time. Now, that was part of the soundtrack to my weekend away, booming out of the sound devices. Oh, I've got to push stop. We had these couple of, they're called sound boxes, and they're these big speakers that put out like 120 decibels or something. They're bleeding loud. And I thought it was going to be all doof-doof coming out, but no, it was the tried-and-true mixture of punk, a little bit of metal, and a whole lot of doof-doof. So, yeah, anyway, I thought I'd play some of the rockier tracks that stood out.
Good stuff, Matty.
Thanks, Maria. Didn't win this year. I've been the defending champion.
I don't think you were injured enough this year. That's why you didn't win, because I think the last couple of times you've won, you've been a little bit injured.
That's
knees falling off, well, ladders shoulders, collapsing.
Oh, yeah.
Shins.
Oh, my shin got peeled back. That was really bad.
Still got a massive scar
from
that.
Scar on my shin because of that. But anyway, this year I had a go the night before I went, and I remember I kicked the corner of the couch with great force, which made me yelp slightly, but it wasn't enough of an injury. I only made it to the quarterfinals.
Oh, the quarterfinals, man.
Eliminated in the quarterfinals. Mm. Not ideal.
Maybe a bruised toe's not good enough. Maybe you needed to break that sucker.
It's not ideal.
Probably not, but you know how
may have helped with the gameplay.
Hey, I'd just like to say over at the cafe tonight, Founders Park Cafe, Bryce. Yeah, Bruce is a gnome. Bryce Wasney. There's Jack and it. There's Jack and his girlfriend Stella. Hey, Stella, they're at the studio. Hi, Jack.
So Bryce playing lots of music over at the cafe should be a bit of a fun
free night. Entry, get in. I think this is their second to last week of Sounds at Sundown. Next week, Kramit.
Oh yeah, Kramit, ex-Southland duo. Apparently they're moving to Northland, so it'll be your last time to see them in the top of the South too, next Friday night at Founders Cafe. Anyway, this show is called 46 and 2. We are here thanks to the wonderful people down at Beggs Music Works, Hardy Street, Nelson. Fantastic crew supporting my addiction to all things hi-fi. I've got to go in and get my turntable looked at, Maria. Tim told me he can do that.
I'm sure he can.
Yeah, he can do anything. All right, going to go with another track, and then Maria can pick a few songs. But this is another one that boomed out across the waters of Abel Tasman over the weekend and through it all about Wednesday this week. Some of the crew are still in there. Unfortunately, most of us left on Wednesday, but some are staying till Sunday. Very jealous. Anyway, from Propagandhi supporting cast album, this is the title track. Funnily enough, called Supporting Cast.
Thank you.
That is some propaganda coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Maria's got her headphones on and is playing music out of her computer, and she doesn't realize.
That right now. I was wondering where that bacon wave music was coming from. I was like, oh, that must be Bryce.
And I'm trying to catch your attention, waving frantically.
Had my head down.
Bit of propaganda there with a supporting cast. Thanks for joining us. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, show with a stupid name, but hopefully some not bad music. Here, thanks to the wonderful people at Beggs Music Works in Hardy Street, Nelson, and coming to you from the fantastic radio station Fresh FM. A little station broadcasting out of Founders Heritage Park in Nelson. Just, you can't miss us. If you're in Nelson, we're the one with a massive windmill and a huge plane. And we've even got a steam train. So they're the things you don't normally find in a little town like Nelson. So if you can see them, you're in Founders Park. All right, Maria, what have we got next?
Well, going with a band called Tommy Hawk, who is fronted by Mike Patton. This album, Anonymous, came out in 2007. It's the third album for Tommy Hawk, and it was recorded after the departure of their bass player, Kevin Rutmanis. And so the songs on this album are based on Native American compositions, researched by the guitarist Dwayne Dennison. And it received mixed reviews, being described as faithful to its source material. Anyway, there was one single off of that called Sundance, but we're not playing that. The track that we're going to play for you is called Red Fox. So that is from Tomahawk off the album Anonymous. Your call.
Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
We'll be right back.
Nice choice there, Maria. Nice cover. just a technical issue with Maria's setup. There. All right, you're right,
golly,
you're back.
These,
right,
these blooming headphones, I'll tell you what, they're just doing my head in today. Okay, so that was Primus with the song Have a Cigar. I'm actually not sure what album that's off of, Matt.
Miscellaneous Debris there is the Primus album, but it's, of course, Pink Floyd.
It is Pink Floyd. Now, Miscellaneous Debris was, I don't know whether you call it an album or an EP, it was five cover songs. So, of course, that was Pink Floyd, and that come off of their album Wish You Were Here, which was released in 1975. So now the songs, music and lyrics were written by Roger Waters, and it was in a critique of hypocrisy. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, I'll take it.
And greed within the music business. And Waters is frequently implied to be a follow-up to Money, with the lyrics representing the demands of the record executive after the runaway success of The Dark Side of the Moon.
Must have been a hard one to follow up, let's be honest.
But in his book Pigs Might Fly, The Inside Story of Pink Floyd, author Mark Blake recounts that David Gilmour had been unwilling to sing the lead vocal as he did not share Waters' opinions and expressed in the lyrics on the nature of the music industry. So they had a guest singer, Roy Harper, who sang that.
Nice.
So there you have that. Didn't know that. No, didn't know that until just now.
Yeah, no, I knew it wasn't a vocal by them. I didn't know the story behind it. So there you go. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. That was Primus, Maria, one of Maria's choices this evening. I've got an incredibly topical song now based on, I keep going back to the weekend I've just had. It was brilliant. It was so nice being just in paradise in the Abel Tasman. But if you are in the top of the south, you'll know we have got insane amounts of mosquitoes at the moment. And apparently it's warm and wet summer has created a million mosquitoes.
They were predicting that, weren't they?
They were.
It'd be mosquito season.
Yeah, and so I grabbed one of the outside beds over at the batch, or crib, if you're in Southland, and we had mosquito nets, but a bit of a wind seemed to come up on, must have been Monday night. And
you didn't want to hear about your wind, Matt.
Let's not go there. But the mosquito net obviously had moved away from the bed slightly. There were two of us in beds that had mosquito nets, Dave and I.
Not in the same bed, different beds.
Not in the same bed.
Okay.
And we were outside the kitchen.
Lots of wind, different beds, yeah.
So the mosquito net, when we had no power, just before we went in, we found out the solar system had failed and we had no power. But anyway, somebody had a big lantern inside the kitchen window, which was, our beds were right outside, covered in these mosquito nets. And so the mosquitoes got attracted to the light when it was dark. Mosquito nets in front of the window, they're hitting the mosquito nets, they can't get in. But obviously, mosquitoes that were coming up from under the floor, neither of us had realised that a small gap had appeared in our mosquito net between the beds and the wall of the batch or crib itself. So it ended up being like a 3-centimetre gap. And over the evening, obviously some mosquitoes got in. Didn't realise this, was busy, you know, stumbled into bed and went to sleep instantly and then woke up like an hour or two later and everybody else had gone to bed and I could hear, and there's nothing more frustrating. So I pulled the sleeping bag over my head and just thought, no, it's a mosquito, it'll be okay. Anyway, carries on, and so I get up and I'm shining my little light. I'm sitting up in bed trying to work out where this mosquito is, and it's driving me insane every time I lay down. And next minute, the light in the bed sort of down from me, which is Dave, comes on as well, and he's like, what are these freaking mosquitoes? And it's like, and then both of us shone our torches straight up in the air, and honestly, my little mosquito net had at least 30 mosquitoes in it. It was insane. I got driven out. It was easier sleeping outside the mosquito net because there were less mosquitoes on the outside than there were on the inside. But anyway, It just made me think. I'll play a song by Pearl Jam called Bugs.
Oh, called Bugs.
Yeah, so here we go.
I have a joke for you, Matt, before you play the song.
Before or after?
Before.
Okay.
Mosquito come buzzing up and landed on me, and I said, I just need a place to rest and maybe a bite to eat. I got
bugs in my room. Bugs in my bed. Bugs in my ears. There are eggs in my head. Bugs in my pockets. Bugs in my shoes. Bugs in the way I feel about you. Bugs on my window, trying to get in. They don't go nowhere. Waiting, waiting. Bugs on my ceiling, crowded the floor. Standing, sitting, kneeling. A few block the door. And now the questions. Do I kill them? Become their friend? Do I eat them? Raw, well done. Do I trick them? I don't think they're dumb. Do I join them? Looks like that's the one. I got bugs on my skin, tickle my nausea. I let it happen again. They're always taking over. I see they surround me, I see. See them deciding my fate. Oh, that which was once, was once up to me. Oh, it's too late. When I had a chance, I'll just stop now.
Well, it just seemed to flow on well. Talking about the bugs and my mosquito net and then Satan's bed. That was a bit of Pearl Jam from the Vitalogy album. Good record, very good, good record. One of the three initial Pearl Jam. I think their first three were their best, gotta say. But that's just my thoughts. You may differ. That is entirely up to you. But I'm the person behind the mic, so I can state my opinion boldly. What about you, Maria?
Boldly.
Boldly. You're not a big Pearl Jam fan, are you?
Not really. Not really. Somebody was asking me about... actually Pink Floyd. It was U2. One of the teachers at school was asking me about U2. Am I a fan? I went, no, never. And they went, well, do you like their older stuff or the newer stuff? And I said, I don't actually really like much of their stuff.
Wow.
I know. Ouch. Wow. Yeah, anyway.
Don't take it personally, Bono.
Yeah, don't take it personally. And if you do come and see me, I'm more than welcome to have a chat.
That's right. That's right. Hey, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this Friday evening. It is now around about 5 minutes to 5. If you're listening live, you could be listening to a replay on a Tuesday night. You could be listening through Radio Southland, Free FM, through the Access Internet Radio app. You could be listening on the old Spotify's, the Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcasts. However you're listening, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I really do appreciate it. It's not just a line. It's not like a pickup line, although brilliant. Talking to Bryce Wastny. He's playing over the road at Founders Cafe at the moment. We were talking about renter crowds, how you get a crowd, and he said, as a musician, you just go on Tinder and you just swipe. Is it left or right? Whichever one is a yes, and you tell them all to meet you wherever you're playing. And you get an Insta crowd turn up. You have to be, obviously, someone who's going to get people swiping back. But yeah, I'm sure Bryce does all right. But anyway, yeah, there you go. If there's lots of, as you said, there might be a fight. So yeah, they might get a ton of people wanting to attack you, Bryce, for setting them up. But instant crowd, just thanks to the Tinders.
Well, there is a bit of a crowd heading over there. It's like there's people walking in all the time.
Maybe
so.
He's been on there. Maybe it's not just a joke.
Absolutely.
I'm not implying that Bryce really does use Tinder. He may, you know. Anyway. Crickets. Chirp, chirp.
Exactly. Chirp, chirp.
Okay.
Oh, and there's some people leaving. Maybe this is one what they were expecting. Hey. Anyway.
So where are you taking us now, Maria?
Well, this song has been covered by Opeth, Matt.
What?
I know. A song from their 2008 album called Watershed.
What? Are you sure?
I am. It says it right here, cover versions. The song was covered by Opeth on their single Burden, a song from their 2008 Watershed. That's what it says right there. Anyway, are you going to Google that?
Yeah.
Anyway, the song is called Wood. It's called Wood. It is a song by Alice in Chains, and it was written by their vocalist, Jerry Cantrell, as a tribute to his friend, Andrew Wood, who was the lead vocalist of Mother Love Bone, who died in 1990. And so Jerry sings the verses and Lane Stanley sings the choruses. And Jerry says about the lyrics in the liner notes of 1999's Music Bank box set collection, he says of the song, "I was thinking a lot about Andrew Wood at the time. We always had a great time when we did hang out, much like Chris Cornell and I do. There was never really a serious moment or conversation. It was all fun. Andy was a hilarious guy, full of life, and it was really sad to lose him. But I always hate to judge. I always have people who judge the decisions others make. So it was a direct. It was also directed towards people who pass judgment." So it was released in 1992. So from Alice in Chains, here is that track, Wood.
Thank you.
I love that song so much, and it does kind of make me a little bit sad. Don't Go On, no, hitting replay on that. It's a good song, I don't want to hear it twice. Very good song, off the Dirt album. If you've never heard a good grunge album, Alice in Chains' Dirt would be right up there with one of the best.
Rolling Stones, James Hunter called the song a Seattle song that in 1999 evokes no grunge nostalgia. No grunge nostalgia. It's timeless. One of the most stylish singles of the decade. There you go. To carry on. Cool. The work of the band, which understands that life gets way out of hand, but that first-rate rock recording can't. Anyway, that was a great song, Matt.
Yeah. Hey, this has been 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're going out with a bit of System of a Down. We will catch you next week. This is War from their self-titled album. It's another killer. Check it out if you haven't heard System of a Down. One of the most brutal mosh pits I've ever been in.
Look at the light, come in your fight. With all your prayers, incantations, running away. A trivial day of judgment and deliverance. Go for soul, this must be soul. A Gentile or a priest. A victory over the skeletons. When the holy land was taken.
Teaches us so. The reason he must attain must be offered by his God, his child,
the descendant of war.
Of war, we don't speak anymore of war. We don't speak anymore of war. We don't speak anymore of war. We're all we got of war.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.